We have some wonderful things coming up. Next Sunday afternoon, we've been invited over. We do a service over the Elks over Route 50 for all the Elks that have passed away, and they've asked us to go over. I'm going to speak, and some of the guys are going to sing. We just look forward to that. Coming up on the 14th, and I just want to mention this. I think it's such a precious thing. On a Thursday, I believe it's 11, 12 o'clock. I'm not sure the time, but also been invited up to Springfield with Buddy, with Earl, and they have just a marvelous time to have an opportunity to thank those that are sworn to protect and serve. And I tell you, I was there last year, and I was just so moved. Earl, Buddy, I tell you both of when I was there last year, and kindly they've invited me back again, it is just such a privilege to have the opportunity to say thank you to those who've dedicated their lives in service of others. And I think that our policemen, I think that our firemen, I think that all those that serve in the military, and I think that God has just given us great individuals. What a joy to have wonderful musicians, especially during this time of year, Christmas coming up, looking forward to the wonderful music that hopefully you'll hear at Mount Calvary. Romans 12th chapter. A verse you've heard many times, a verse that I've preached on before, but I want to focus on something just a little different today. In the 12th chapter, 3rd verse, "For I say, through the grace given unto me," this is Romans 12:3, "to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. "For as we have many members in one body, but not all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberally, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." And I'm going to go back to that third verse. "As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading your word. Open our minds and hearts for that truth that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray, all God's people, amen. Amen. As many times as I have stood before you, I will say again and again and again and again, it begins with God. It begins with God. I read that Arthur Ashe, who was a great tennis player from Virginia, and sadly, his life was shortened because of a tainted blood transfusion. He'd been told that he was not going to live. And shortly before his death, he wrote these words to his daughter, Tamara. He wrote this. He says, "Dear Tamara, have faith in God. Do not be tempted, whether by pleasures and material possessions or by the claims of science and smart thinkers, into believing that religion is obsolete, that the worship of God is somehow beneath you. Spiritual nourishment is as important as physical nourishment and intellectual nourishment. Do not beg God for favors. Instead, ask God for wisdom to know what is right and what God wants done and the will to do it. Know the Bible, read the Psalms and the Sermon on the Mount and everything else in that timeless book. You will find consolation for your darkest hours. You will find inscribed there the meaning of life and the way you should live. You will grow into a deeper understanding of life's meanings." This is from the letter that he wrote, knowing that he was not going to be here on this earth long, to his daughter. Folks, it begins with God. And it says in the scripture, and I love this part because it says that God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Now, I know that many times that you don't feel like that. I know many times when people will send me things, can you pray? And say, could you pray for such and such? Because I know that maybe your prayers go a little higher. See, we've got one. That'll bring you a cough to your throat when you hear that, won't you? Yeah. No, it says in God's word that each one of us has been given that portion of faith. Now, God in his wisdom, he made us as individuals. He said that Joe Klein and that, let's see, that Herbie and Bill Walker, even our birthday in the back row back there, buddy, said these guys would grow up to have a full head of hair until some point in their life. And although it didn't last on. I can say there was a day in my life back in my 20s when I actually had dark hair. Yeah, hard to remember. Some of you have grown up tall and straight. I don't think Hunter's ever going to stop growing, but I can see Pat back there shaking her head now. I don't think so either. You simply were created as an individual. Each one of us different. Our personalities, I believe, have been formed through God. We are made in His image. So through all of our differences, still I come back to one thing, and it's that He has given each one of us the same measure of faith. It comes from God. It comes from God. It begins with God. Secondly, it's up to us to receive. If you had wonderful gifts and you never received them, it wouldn't make any difference. If she was here today, I was going to thank once again Nancy Revis, because about 2 years ago during, I think it was right along either the last week of June or the first week of July, I received a wonderful Christmas card from her. Open it up. Merry Christmas, Pastor. So I couldn't wait till Sunday to come in and see her, and here she come in with a big smile on her face. I said, Nancy, I want to thank you for that Christmas card I received. And she says, well, she says, it's a funny thing about that card. She says, I was going around looking back on my desk where I keep all my papers, and way under the bottom, under a little stack, I found that Christmas card I was supposed to send to you about 6 months ago. Since I'd already put a stamp on it, I let her go. And I said, well, Nancy, I kind of figured maybe something like that happened. But the question is, I was uncertain whether this was for this past Christmas or for the upcoming Christmas. She says, you just take your choice. I never received it during the time when she would really want to send it. Now, God wants to give you great things. He wants to give you good things. Last week we talked about good things of God. But you have to be willing to receive. It says in God's word, those who believe and receive become the sons of God. Those who believe and receive. You got to want it. You got to know in your heart of hearts that, Heavenly Father, I am struggling through this situation. I know that you mean the best for me, but Heavenly Father, I just need you to strengthen my faith, that faith that you have given me, because He's given each and every one of us this portion of faith. I believe that God, in His wisdom, He will make you start to get excited about what He has given you. General Washington, back in the American Revolution War, had a young man come to him and said, sir, he said, I'm behind you. I believe in what you're doing. General Washington turned to him. He said, "Well, son," he said, what regiment are you in? Under whose command do you serve?" And the young man said, "Well, I'm sorry, I'm just a civilian." And General Washington stopped him. He said, "Well, son," he said, "if you believe in what we are doing, you need to join the army and take up a rifle and serve, because lip service is very cheap." And I'm here today to tell you that I get excited when I think about a church, when somebody comes in and says, "Hey, we have a need," and that need is met just like that. I believe that God will cause you to be enthusiastic about what you're doing. I was so tickled to see Joe Klein this morning. We had our spiritual time over at Roy Rogers today. Joe always praised me over there, because I tell you, they've got a wonderful little gal over there that recently has been taking my order. And every time I make an order over there, right, Darylee, she gets it wrong. I don't care what it is. Right, Joe, you're right. She does. And I'll tell you, she is extremely consistent. She is. Bless her heart. So I'll tell you one thing. I've got a game plan. I have a game plan. Because I sit there and I go, I don't want to get upset. I know when I walk into the Roy Rogers, some people go, "Here comes the pastor walking into Roy Rogers." I know that I have Sunday morning, I have to do the pastor thing. Amen, amen. So instead of getting upset or anything about it, next time I walk in, I'm going to say, "Ma'am, what do you think I should eat this morning for breakfast?" Then it's going to be a challenge of whatever she tells me, if that's really what I get. You can change things in your life simply by being enthusiastic about what God has done. He has given each and every one of us a portion of faith. He has told us in our word, in his word, everything we read in this, to receive. And then I believe that God is simply blessed when we put this faith into action. That's where the calls, that's where these letters that I read to you today, these things that I was able to share about how people are so blessed when you simply share a bit of your faith. Joe said he got a call from Anthony, one of the fellows here that sing with the Proclaimers Quartet, and he has a granddaughter, I believe, who is going into civil service, is that right? And Joe, whether you know it or not, had a little bit of work with that CIA. Don't ask him, you may not live. You can always tell the ones that don't get out on Sunday, don't you? And I said, "Well, sometimes you got to have something for an individual. Now, Joe, this is just for you. The rest of you can listen if you like. But this is just for you. Some years ago, I want to talk about enthusiasm. And the CIA was looking for some people with a lot of enthusiasm to do a job. They were looking for assassins. So what they did, they brought these fellows in, and they had a big old steel door there, and they set the fellow down and says, "Look, and if you're going to work for us, you're going to be able to, you have to do without a shadow of a doubt exactly what we tell you to do." And he said, "There's a restroom right around the corner there. You can visit it anytime you like."
Pull that duct tape.
He said, you know, after they went through the applicants right there, they pulled on one guy and he said, look, sit down here. And they handed him a gun. And he said, look, you're going to go behind this door. And he says, you've got to follow the order. He says, we want you to go behind this door. You will find your wife sitting in a chair. We want you to shoot her. Guy says, I can't do that. He says, no way possible could I ever harm my loving wife. He says, well, he says, you're definitely not the right man for the job. So another fellow comes in, and they told the same thing, and he took the gun, they opened the door, he went in, and it was about 5 minutes, it's all quiet. Then he came out with tears in his eyes. He says, sirs, I can't do this. He says, I thought I could, but I just can't do it. He said, I'm not the man for the job. So he said, well, we'll get a woman. Handed her the same thing, gave it, and off behind the door she went. They heard bang, bang, bang. There was 13 shots fired. After that, there was commotion. There was just going on, yelling, screaming. There's all kind of commotion along like. And finally, the door opened. She walked down and wiped the sweat of her brow. She says, you didn't tell me that that gun was filled with blanks. I had to beat him to death with the chair. Joe, that was just for you. Joe said, been there, done that. You know, God loves people who are excited about doing his work. Now you say that's an awful silly thing to share on a Sunday morning in church, but sorry, you'll have to forgive me because you know, we may have to move prayer time to the end of the services here at Mount Calvary. The way some people are acting. I love people who are excited about what God is doing. I don't care if you're coming to church service because so many times I know under the sound of my voice, the people who walk into this church service, they have challenges and they have burdens and they have things that are weighing upon them. If you want to laugh at me, that's fine. If you want to see brothers and sisters who face challenges, and trust me, if you and I can laugh together, then it's so much more likely when the time is right that we'll be able to cry together. And life will give plenty of those. Life will give plenty of those. I believe that each and every one of us have been given that portion of faith. I believe that it is designated in His Word for us to accept that. And I believe as we share our faith one with another, that God is blessed. What a wonderful opportunity to stand in front of you in thanksgiving and share the joy in how this church has been so blessed because of the people. Less than a month, we'll be celebrating Christmas. Wow, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love to be around His house in what I feel is His time of year. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and Heavenly Father, we've shared words. God, we know that in your word, you challenge us to take to heart the truth that you give us, that you've given each and every one of us a portion of faith. Heavenly Father, allow us to just stir up that gift that you've given us. Allow us to take that thing that you place inside of us. Let us never, never, never be willing to kind of turn our backs upon those who are simply hurting and in need. God, you speak to our hearts and you make us enthusiastic for doing your work. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for each one of the prayer requests, for each one who took part in the service today, God, all for your glory. Now give us safe traveling mercies and be your will. Bring us back again to your house to sing praises to your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Have I forgotten anything, Hattie? Oh, it's on the back of the bulletin. What is it? Backpack lunch program? Chef Boyardee, Hormel. Individual mac and cheese, tuna, chicken. Man, I'm just... This is not for lunch? This is not a lunch. Okay, this is a... Read it. Do whatever it says.